Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You've bought your ticket and you're on another journey with us here at the Psychic Funhouse podcast. We're a weekly podcast that aims to help you uncover your true inner meaning and purpose in life. And to do that, we're here to entertain you. Even though we come across as professionals, we're not. We're just amateurs entertaining the world. So we don't give any legal, financial, personal, mineralogical, or other types of advice. But we are here to keep you on your toes and help you utilize the best resources that are available to you, your mind and your heart and spirit, of course. So with that in mind, welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. I am joined here by my lovely co-host, the one, the only, the psychic to the stars, as he is known in professional places. So we just know him as Michael. Yeah.
Bonjour, bonjour.
Yeah, welcome, Michael, Mr. Espinoza. How are you?
Bonjour. Merci
How's your
beaucoup.
Day going? Yeah.
Très bien, très
are you
going
to go French on
et
it?
Toi?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Et toi?
C'est bon. C'est bon. Eiffel Tower. Yeah. About the extent of my French.
Yeah, that's about mine as well.
Well, you fooled me. Yeah, well, so Michael's here. I'm Lawrence Birch. I'm your shamanic sidekick co-host. What's going on?
Uh-huh.
Well, we had another delicious heat wave up here in the Pacific Northwest,
yeah,
where I am a resident. And, yeah, it was everything you could want in a heat wave. Copious
uh-huh.
amounts of sweating, a lot of sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
People wilting all over the place and complaining that they didn't sign up for this. So
mm-hmm.
that's interesting. Today we're getting a reprieve.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
No, no. You go ahead. Please.
No. After you.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, today it's probably not going to break 80 degrees, I don't think, at this point. So that's what's becoming a cool day for us. I'll tell you something about living up here. So I'm a fourth-generation Oregonian, I guess. And
mm-hmm.
so my roots go, you know, fairly back for a member of the Caucasian tribe. But, you know, usually we have maybe a week's worth over the entire summer total of degree 90 and above days. And so far I think we've had probably close to 20, depending on where you live, at least on the western side of the Cascade Mountains. So that in and of itself is unusual. The other thing is, even when it's hot during the day, it's usually colder at night. So it can be blistery during the day and then it'll drop, you know, at least 20 degrees. It doesn't stay hot at night. That hasn't happened either. It's, you know, I've turned in at the end of the day and it's still above 70 degrees, which is really weird at night for here. So things are definitely changing in that regard. And that's just one factor. So we're in for an interesting ride. I will say, though, you know, I'm encouraged by the passing of the climate change bill. I know it's called something else, but that at least is finally a step in the right direction. So 20 years afterwards. So what's new with you, Senor, in your dump style? I know it's been cold and chilly. Yeah. You've had to put on sweaters down there in L.A. land. So. All the rain you've been getting.
Summer has finally arrived, and it's finally warm. It's hitting the 90s, and but I'm just super grateful because, you know, a few years ago, it was just kind of like it was always hot. There was just no days that were cool. But thank God we had a nice spring. So I'm grateful for that. Yeah, and it's good. Been super busy, and it's all good. Just moving on. Moving on.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
You hear that. And how is your amazing mascot? The wonder dog, Mr. Poppy. Is he having a good summer?
He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right here, and he's cleaning his paws. He's grooming himself. So he's
good. Job, all right.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, would you like to know what's happening today on the show, or should I just keep you in?
I would love it. No, I would love that. What are we doing?
Okay. Okay, well, we're doing our regular show, which is, you know, just always amazing. And
which is
and,
right now. Yes, and.
That's correct. My God, you are psychic. And we are throwing in some throw cards to the mix just to keep the listeners their toes. I know. How about that? Pretty freaking exciting,
I love
Tarot. Yeah. I know. Who doesn't love Tarot? I guess some people don't. Yeah, Tarot is amazing.
I love Tarot. Tarot,
yeah. So, look what happens when you throw Tarot. Yeah, well, we'll be doing our regular psychic readings, and for dessert, we'll pull a card or two for our lovely listeners just to give them a different perspective on things. So, So we'll get started here in a second, taking your calls. I thought I would tell you a little bit about my tarot deck, since we also like to educate our listeners a little bit and give them some extra information. That's what sets us apart from your run-of-the-mill, average Jane and Joe psychic show is we want to empower our listeners, right? We want to make them the best listeners they can be. So the deck that I have been using for years is, there's now, hundreds and hundreds of different types of decks out there, everything from, angel cards to, full-on resurrected from the Middle Ages tarot card decks. The one I use is a kind of a standard, fairly accessible deck called the Morgan Greer deck. And I use that one because I kind of, I'm attached to it because it was the first deck I ever got when I was 13 years old, and so it has a lot of meaning to it. But I took a trip over the late winter down to your neck of the woods. We got to hang out, and then I went to friends in different states and da-da-da-da. But the upshot is I did a really fabulous reading for some good friends of mine, and their son was just really amazing in the way that he interpreted his reading. And so I was inspired to give him my tarot deck, which I did. And that's pretty standard.
Nice.
It's a nice thing to, be gifted with somebody's tarot deck. It's a lot different from buying it yourself, which of course most of us do, but it's a very traditional thing to pass on a deck to somebody that you see is got some promise or just could use some spiritual connecting in a way that they might not have seen themselves as before, tarot readers. So I'm using a different deck. Of course, I have some backups, being a semi-professional tarot reader. And the deck that I'm using is called the Voyager Tarot. It's actually named after the Voyager spacecraft, for those of you that are space geeks or NASA-oriented, or remember back when we launched Voyager back in the day. Gosh, when was that, like 50 years ago now? At least 40, somewhere around there. Anyway, I like this deck because it's got some very broad-minded and universal truths in it that it tries to explain. There's also kind of a scientific overlay, which is an interesting mix in a deck. You don't find that very often. But I wanted to share with our listeners a little bit about what the deck is about and how I like to read. And then I think Michael has been convinced to also offer a card or two to people. So we'll talk about that after. It's pretty exciting. But here's how the deck's described in the text that comes with it. So the Voyager Tarot is a vehicle for a journey into the inner universe of the self, a symbolic pathway to a full realization of your abilities. Through this symbolic image on voyage, you will recognize that you are a universe yourself and part of the larger universe we live in. That realization enables you to appreciate and utilize all your qualities and talents. You are a Voyager, a traveler through life. And like its namesake, the Voyager space probe, Voyager Tarot will take you on a journey of discovery. The Voyager spacecraft showed us the physical universe. The Voyager Tarot reveals your inner universe through picture symbols. So that's what you're working with. All right? So.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty deep, huh? So,
very.
So Michael, did I hear right? You're going to do maybe a card or two for people if you feel inspired. What?
I'm going to try. Mm-hmm. I'm still
okay.
As you know, I'm still learning. I still have training wheels on when reading the tarot. So, yeah.
But you know,
I'm trying.
I heard somebody,
I'm forcing myself to read.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard somebody wise once say recently that there is no try, there's only do. Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Or what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what's your
I think you're right.
Deck of choice? Yeah, it might be. What's your deck of choice that you're gonna gift us with using today? Is it
so I
classic
use,
deck?
Barbara.
Yeah.
The children's
the idiot's guide to tarot. Yeah, it's my favorite too. Don't tell anybody. Tarot for dummies.
Yeah. Barbara Moore, and I use this because I like the images a lot better than the Rider Waite. I have a Rider Waite deck, but yeah, my friend Frank. You know Frank Falcon that we have on the show. He uses the Barbara Moore deck as well, and I always just like the images, so I started using that. I like the history behind the Rider Waite, but I'm not crazy about the images, so I got these. They're really nicely illustrated. They're very colorful. So I like it.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, that's the that's the thing. You know, if you get a deck and it's not really something you like, you can pass it on to somebody who might appreciate it more and find another one that you do like. There's so many options available now.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. And so the class that we have. I try to remember to bring an extra deck, so just in case somebody needs one, they can use it.
Yeah. Oh, you should tell our listeners about your class if they're interested in knowing more about the tarot from an amazing tarot reader who's a friend of the show, Frank Sorian, also known as Frank Falcon. And you also participate and add your amazing knowledge to the, to the class. It's a weekly class that meets
Yes, it's a weekly class. We meet every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. We're physically located in Orange County.
Is it Friday?
Laguna. Did I say Friday?
You did, because today's Friday.
Oh, I need to stop drinking the Jesus juice. no, I'm kidding. I need it every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., and we meet at the Laguna Health and Wellness Center down in Laguna, but you can also attend online. And so you can find us at what is it called? HeartSpaceOC.com. And the founder, Jerry Woods, has a lot of people that have classes through his center. And so you can sign up there and attend virtually. Yeah. So for all of our listeners out on the East Coast, they can attend. Yeah. So I teach, so Frank and I alternate, and I teach psychic development. So he teaches the tarot, and I teach psychic development. So learning how to work with your guides, and it's fun. I like it.
Sounds like it. So is this kind of an introductory intermediate level, or how would you describe the right fit for a prospective student? Somebody who's never worked with those concepts before, or somebody who might have tried some things out,
We have both. We have introductory and intermediate levels. We meet you on your level, and we work with that.
Very exciting. All right.
Yeah.
Well, any other announcements to make before we go to the phones? What do you think? Are you ready?
No, nothing yet. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not engaged or married. So, no, that's not happening yet.
What?
No, I know. I'm waiting, too. Like everybody else, I'm waiting. Waiting for Prince Charming to come. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised.
I should rephrase
still
that.
On the market.
I'm waiting to meet Prince Charming, not waiting for him to come. So, yeah.
We translated it for you, Michael. We know what you're trying to say.
Okay.
It's all
right. Right. I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, the subconscious is always listening.
That's right. It's a family show.
The subconscious is always listening.
Is that what's happening? Okay.
Too much,
my friend. All right. Well, are you ready to go to the phone?
I'm ready.
Some of our
cards have been warming up. I'm ready to go, sir.
Okay, I like that. Very good. All right, well, let's see if we've got some... look, we do! Yeah. All right, well, let's pick up the phone.
Answer the phone.
I am. So what we'd like to do...
Get the phone!
I'm getting it. Oh, my gosh, stressing me. So what we'd like to do on the show is let you know your area code, so it is you that's coming on. And then we just ask you to share your name and where you're calling from, and we'll get right into the reading. That's how it works here on the Funhouse, all right? So let's go with this first caller on our lineup. This is area code 651. Hi there, 651. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Welcome to the Funhouse.
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Christiana from Minnesota.
Christiana.
All right, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Yeah.
Is this about
what can we
love?
Do for you? Uh-oh.
Well, I've been hearing what it's like a high-pitched noise, almost like a singing bowl sound, at usually at night or later in the day, but usually later at night. And I was just wondering if it's who it is or what kind of energy.
Can I ask you a few questions? Do you mind, Christiane?
Sure.
Okay. How long is this, let's call it a phenomenon, how long has this phenomenon been going on for you?
I think it's been maybe 6 weeks, maybe a little less.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is this something that's happened before for you, or is this totally new out of the blue?
I've heard stuff like that before, but not as frequently and as intense.
Uh-huh. What's intense about it this time for you? What makes it different?
It's just like someone or something is like close to my bed and makes these noises.
Uh-huh.
On the left side of my bed.
Uh-huh. So it's maybe an entity that's trying to communicate with you in some ways is what I'm hearing you say. Is that accurate?
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Maybe one last question. So when you feel their presence and you hear the sound that they're making, how does it make you feel?
I'm usually okay. But lately I've been asking them to stop.
Oh, yeah?
And be like, you know, I'm trying to get some sleep. Can you please stop for now?
So when you say okay, does that mean you feel good when you hear the sound or feel the presence? Or it's just kind of a neutral thing? Or no strong emotions coming up? Or?
No, no strong emotions, just kind of like, okay. It's just what I kind of say in my head, like, okay.
Uh-huh. Got it. Like, you're back.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So have you ever tried to engage directly with the sound and the presence, like have a conversation, I guess, is what I would say? You know, like ask it more questions, like you're asking us?
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that something you'd be open to?
There's some fear there, so.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me about the fear?
Communicating.
Yeah. What are you afraid of?
Well, I have a strong, like, a Christian background, and then they're always saying that it's like demonic or something. So I don't necessarily feel like it's bad, though.
Okay. Have you had demonic situations that you found yourself in before as a comparison, or no?
Yeah, I think so. One time.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
I don't really want to
get
into it. What happened, though?
That's totally fine. Was it at all similar to what you've been experiencing with this sound and the presence, or totally different?
No, it's completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you know, it makes sense if you're having a phenomenon go on that you're not really sure what's happening to be. You know, kind of cautious about interacting, right? Especially if your belief system, you know, includes the possibility that there might be some, you know, malevolence or negativity behind it, right? Makes logical sense to me, anyway. But, you know, I wanted to ask you first before I, you know, offered my insight into your experience. questions because, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're about empowering our clients and helping them to use the resources at their disposal to make sense of the world spiritually. So, you know, if you feel okay when the presence shows up and it's gotten to the point where maybe it's, you know, uncomfortable or even just unwanted, or for whatever reason it's not something you want to be experiencing or having happen to you, you know, you always have at your disposal, you know, the option of saying, hey, you know what, this is not an appropriate time, or I don't feel good in your presence right now, or, you know, you need to stop. And
I did that.
Okay. Did it work?
They did?
They respect your boundaries? Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
But then they came back is what I'm hearing. Is that right?
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I've actually laid the line that they can't come back.
How come you haven't done that yet? Are you curious about why they're there still, or what's your process with that?
Yeah,
I am
very curious.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's pretty significant that when you set your boundaries, they respected them, right? Because usually when you have a force that isn't, let's just say doesn't know how to play nice, they kind of won't care because they're there with their agenda, not necessarily to find out, you know, what's going on with you or to be supportive or to, you know, give you a message that they feel is going to in some way add something positive to your life. Would you agree? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, you know, I understand your inhibitions and maybe your hesitancy, but I would encourage you, since you've already communicated with it, to go ahead and, you know, be a little bit more communicative and directive is also what I would say. And well, I'll tell you what I mean by that. So, you know, if you're somebody who's a spiritual person, which, you know, it sounds like you are, it's not uncommon for things to happen to people like us that maybe don't make sense in any other context, either a spiritual or religious context or whatever, right? Doesn't fit into a scientific paradigm or belief system, or, you know, it's something that makes sense when we put it in the context of, you know, a spiritual religious tradition. And my take when things like this happen to me that at first I don't understand them, right, is to get curious and want to know more. And if I feel safe, you know, which is very important, as, you know, you kind of alluded to, because you don't want to invite anything negative into your life. But if you check in with yourself, that's why I asked how you were feeling at the beginning of our conversation. You know, if you're feeling okay about things, then I would also encourage you the next time this presence or sound or whatever we're calling it shows up or manifests itself, to really check in again with your feelings and ask yourself, okay, if it's happening to me again, how am I feeling? Do I feel safe around this situation? Do I not want it? You know, am I struggling with being curious but also being afraid? And then out of that, I think you can find some, you know, really constructive direction for yourself to move forward, either to say, you know, I've had enough right now. I need to deal with other things, or I'm too stressed, or I'm just not interested. Can you go away for a while until I figure out, you know, the best, safest way to deal with this? Or something else along the lines of, okay, I'm not sure who you are, but you need to make sure that you can reassure me that you're a positive, supportive, and I would even say loving force that's shown up here. Otherwise, I don't want anything to do with you, and I'm going to send you away permanently. Something along those lines. Does any of that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. And I did say the other night, I was like, you know, if you're not going to make sense to me, or if I'm not going to be able to understand what you're saying, then you can don't come back. Then.
Oh, okay, great.
Basically.
Good for you. Yeah, and then what happened? Did you get anything? Did anything?
Well, that was just the other night, so I don't know. Not yet.
Okay. All right. Well, so you kind of already are having a conversation with it. Well, I guess, you know, then I would encourage you to do that, you know, and just, you've got a pretty good spiritual radar, it sounds like, you know, because you had that one experience you mentioned of what you don't want to invite. And, you know, whatever your religious tradition is, I would, you know, at the start, when this starts off, what I would suggest, you know, when it happens again, because it sounds like it's going to, protect yourself. You know, however you know how to do that. You know, if you have guides or a saint or, you know, whatever you have to call on, so you're not alone, and you have what I call in the business an intercessionary, right? So I'm a shamanic practitioner, and I work with spirit guides. And when I go to the spirit world, I'm not alone. My spirit guides are there to help me understand, you know, my mission, if you want to call it that, and also to protect me from anything that, you know, I don't need to be exposed to or experience. So that's what I would encourage you to do, is to not interact with this entity or phenomenon on its own, but to call upon, you know, your higher self or a guide. You know, I'm going to make a jump.
I usually
here
call on Michael. Our name
there you
Michael.
Go. I call him Michael, too, but he's my co-host, so I get you. But, yeah, Michael's a good one. Well, there you go. So you already know what you're doing. So I would go back into it, you know, keeping that curiosity, you know, making sure that you feel safe, and then just find out for yourself what, you know, what this is about, and just be really clear. You know, say, hey, I don't understand you. And if you want to continue this, you need to start helping me out here and clarify why this is happening, right? Or go away and bother somebody else, because I've got better things to do with my time. Something like that. Does that help? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does, definitely.
Okay. Hopefully that takes the anxiety down a little bit. Speaking of Michael, I'm gonna hand you over to our lovely co-host here, Michael, and see if he has any anything to add to the conversation. So, Michael, are you there, my friend?
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
I'm here.
Very... You're on, my friend.
I'm here. I'm here.
All right, Mr. Arcane.
Well, I'm sorry. Tell me your name again.
Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. So when you first called in, one of the things I picked up right away was love and relationship. Are you in a relationship? Or are you looking for one?
I'm in one.
Is it new? Because I kept feeling that feeling of love, like really strong. And I was like, oh.
No, it's been going on for a long time.
Oh,
no.
Well, that's nice. And you guys are still in love then, right? That's good.
Yeah, he's a really good guy.
So, is he? Oh,
yes,
that's really
he is.
Sweet. So I kind of wanted to talk about this a little bit, too, if you're open to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because my background was I was raised Catholic. And then I became a Christian and a born-again Christian. So it was very conservative. And I also used to go to a four-square church. So it was, you know, speaking in tongues and taking the Bible literally. But throughout my life, I've always been fascinated with like ghosts and haunted houses and just kind of the occult. I never looked into it because all I kept hearing was, right, this is witchcraft, this is the devil, this is all bad stuff. So I was like, stay out of there. Don't open Pandora's box. So when I learned pranic healing, that's when everything changed for me. And it was a very challenging process to kind of relearn learn spirituality and kind of unlearn a lot of stuff I was taught, you know, as a Christian, because it's not all bad, you know, it's not all witchcraft and it's not all demonic stuff. But I would say that, you know, sometimes you have to be careful with these. You don't know what this thing is. And so I think I agree with what Lawrence said, and I think he gave you very good advice where, you know, one of the things that we all have are guides, spirit guides. Every time we come to this earth and someone comes into their body, you get a spirit guide. So it's like a parent, a spiritual parent, teacher, there to help you get through this life. And they assist us in many different ways, and they also protect us as well. And as you get older and you do more, you get more spirit guides. Just kind of like, so say you were starting off building a company, and in the beginning it's just yourself. You might have one employee, and then as your company grows, you get more and more employees, so you get more spirit guides. And they will protect you. So always ask your spirit guides to protect you when you start hearing that noise. And you can tell them to watch over your home and set like a perimeter around your home, a perimeter, and that thing is not allowed inside the home. Tell it to escort it out of the house. Yeah. And especially if you don't know what that thing is, I would not suggest talking to it, because a lot of the time these things, they're tricksters and they're not all great. And people start talking to them and inviting them into their home, and then it's a little challenging to get them out of the house after. So I think you're doing the right thing.
Well, I'm not really, like, communicating with it. I just basically said, if it was not going to be clear about its intentions, basically to leave and don't come back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Perfect. You did the right thing. So yeah, just, you know, you did the right thing. You don't know what it is. Don't. Yeah. Start talking to it, because I've been with a couple homes where I've cleansed them and people start talking to these things and they're not nice, then it's difficult to get them out. It's like having somebody, a squatter, come in. You know, once they gain entry, they don't want to leave. So anyway, you're doing the right thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I would encourage you to stay open to your spirituality and continue down that path. And because, you know, once I did, I just learned there's so much more out there, and God is so much bigger than we ever can imagine. And so, he and she comes in, reveals itself to us in many different ways. All right, so that's all I have to say about that. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Christiana. Good luck, and let us know how things go. All right.
Okay.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Very good. Are you ready to go to our next caller?
I am.
All right. Let's do this.
Hi there. This is area code 630. You are on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, Lawrence. Thank you for taking my call. This is Dion calling, and I am in Wisconsin right now.
Dion.
Is it Dion?
I know
Warwick?
That voice. That's right. We need to play a special theme for Dion, like the Dion Warwick song. Yeah. How are you, Dion?
One I didn't know. Oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
Michael, I have a Facebook page, and I have like 30,000 followers on this one page that I created like years ago, and it's a spirituality page. And so I shared out your link for the online tarot class.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I think that that's amazing, and people need to go and take that.
Oh, thank you. Wow, 30,000? You need to be doing, what is it, marketing?
For people. I started it it was a psychic page, and I started it like in 2017, and it just grew from like nothing. So I just do it.
What is your page called?
It's called the Psychic Sag because I'm a Sagittarius. And I just like post like in like inspirational things and about angels and, you know, stuff like that. And people like it because it's like, you know, keeps them going sometimes when it's like, I don't know. I just post like inspirational stuff. I just do it just to help myself out and other people out. And yeah, it just grew like crazy. I don't know. I just decided to do it one day, and then it ended up being like that.
Great. Well, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Very cool.
And then, Lawrence, I went to your Instagram, and then I went to on your website, but it doesn't say anything about psychic readings.
My Instagram. That's true. My Instagram page is devoted to my artwork, so I don't have any crossover with my spiritual work, per se, there. And I don't have a page built for doing psychic readings, shamanic work, but not specifically psychic work. You're right. That's true. You're very observant, Dion.
Well, I am your biggest fan. You know that.
Obviously, I know we're blessed.
She
what
is.
I know.
I listen
every
week.
Fans.
I just thank you, thank you. I listen every week. I just don't always call in to ask a question, but I do have a question this week.
Okay.
So
and thanks for your observation.
My observation. Yeah, well, I just was like, I just kept hearing Lawrence all week. And I'm like, well, I only know one Lawrence. I'm like, so I'm going to go on his Instagram and see, you know. And then I looked at your website and everything, and it's your herb company, which I don't really think you talk much. Like, I would like to, like, maybe one show you could talk about your herbs because you have a lot of information about that.
I do.
He does.
All right. Well, Michael's been insisting that I have the sideshow about herbs, so maybe I will go ahead and do that, and I'll let you know. I'll figure that out. For a while, Michael and I were trying to doing our Sunday shows, and that was a big hit with some folks. So I will take that under advisement. I appreciate your input. It's meaningful. Thank you.
Very medicinal.
There you go.
Okay. So I'm taking your advice very seriously about, you know, like moving and stuff like that. So I started applying. Yeah, I own the window business. I understand that. But the window business has been slow, and I've been working on it all year, and it's like, it is what it is, you know. And so then I have the book that I'm working on, and people can buy copies of the book. And like today a lady was like, hey, I bought that book, and I really liked it, and I think things are going to move forward, but in the interim, I still have to, like, whatever projects I get from the window business is fine, but I've been applying for work down in Florida, And I was very, very, very successful in real estate at one time. And I did it for like 10 years. I was great at it, awesome at it. So I'm like, okay, I need an apartment, and I'm good at real estate. So I was applying at apartments to do leasing, because then that would get an apartment, and I would get a job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And I can still have time off to fit in the others that I work. But I was applying online, and I applied to a lot of places, and I haven't gotten, like, anything solid back. Even though I say, like, yeah, I'm going to relocate to the area. Am I missing something by applying online? Or do you see, like, am I in the right genre? Because I really am serious about, you know, finding new employment down there. But I feel a little defeated because I didn't get anything back, you know, right away. So just trying to figure out what's the best way to go about doing that. Like,
Well, you know, how many places have you applied to?
Like 40.
And you've done this one in the space of how long? Like a week, 2 weeks, longer?
Like 10 days.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you've got a very specific goal that you're working on. Right, yeah. So, you know, I think you're used to being very. What's the right way to put this? You know, you're really good at putting your shoulder to the wheel, and. I think when you don't get results right away, you know, the disappointment can really kind of put you in a tailspin, is what I would say, because you get really invested in things. And I think that's a great quality, and it helps you succeed more often than not. But, you know, I'm bringing up, you know, more process aspects of things because I don't want you to give in to the discouragement, you know, because this is a dream and a goal of yours. But I also want you to be realistic and not feel like, you know, your efforts are amounting to nothing because you haven't gotten the result you expected and invested in from the beginning, you know. I think that's great. You know, you're such a talented person. Like, you've got so many different aspects to you. It seems like every time you contact us on the show, you've got, you know, for me, and I mean this sincerely, just a really amazing experience to share, or, you know, just really fascinating questions or stories to talk about. You know, I think the last time you were on, you mentioned that you were trying to shop your book into a TV show of some kind, which was like incredible to hear about. So, you know, as regards finding your place down in Florida, you know, whether or not it's going to be this specific thing that you're, which I think is, you know, makes total sense. You know enough to know what you're getting yourself into. You know how to ask. I think the hesitancy, or I don't even think it's a hesitancy, but my sense of why, you know, your job hasn't materialized yet has absolutely nothing to do with you or your process. So I wouldn't fault yourself. I think you're going about it the right way. Is there something you can change? You know, I think the hesitancy from the employment part, the employment side of things, is because you're not physically in Florida. And that's where you're running into, you know, people that aren't embracing you, right? Because you've got to, let's say we match you with all your wonderful qualities you would bring to this position with somebody who doesn't have those qualities or maybe has one or two but lives in the town that you're applying in. The person looking at the applications is going to be preferential for the person that's already there, because in their mind, that's a secure thing. Whereas you telling somebody, you know, I'm going to move, I'm definitely going to move, I'm committed, I think is the hurdle that, you know, your prospective future employer is having a hard time getting over and looking past to see, you know, all the wonderful things that you offer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and, like, in like, a bigger picture, you know, like, yeah, I have a job pending with the window business that would afford me the relocation money to get down there. That one's in queue. The book contract
Good.
Or the movie contract, that can also be the career that I've been working on. But
right.
at the same time, it's like, yeah, I do a lot of things to better myself, but I'm always
uh-huh.
like, but I can do more to better myself, you know? And
well,
I kind of feel like applying online is like internet dating. Like, you know, yeah, I can meet somebody that way, but it's going to be a lot of filtering out, weeding through everything. And I just wanted to make sure, like, I'm on the right path, because when we talk and, you know, you give me an idea, like, yeah, when they call you for that movie contract, you have to go to California and meet with them, and then they're going to pick you. And I do believe that's going to happen, right? But to fill the gap in between all of that, what else can I be doing to support myself? What else can I be doing to, you know, to better myself? And that was just the idea that came to mind. So I'm more or less just looking, like, for clarity, because, you know, I'm by myself, and I really don't have a whole group of, like, I don't really have, like, a ton of people that are highly intelligent like you two are. So that's why I call and like to check in, because you give me clarity that I'm not getting from other sources. You know what I mean? So just looking to check in there.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. And yeah. Well, you know, part of being intelligent, so I'll just pay you the compliment back, is knowing when you've kind of reached the end of your abilities and how to ask for help. You know, that could be a big thing, because it's not easy admitting that you don't have the answers, you know, and say, I don't know, so I've got to seek out someone else or something else that's going to help me figure this out, right? But that can open up all sorts of opportunities when, you know, you connect with people. So... You know, I think you have, like I was saying, you have a unique set of talents and qualities that make you a very unusual person. And I think that's part of the attraction for you with people, just, you know, on every level, whether it's employment or, you know, personal or friendship or whatever. But it also throws people for a loop because you're not easily definable, and a lot of people are, I wouldn't say put off by it, but they just don't know how to process you, right? Because they want to, you know, and I think we all do this, we want to label people, put them in a box so we can understand them and we don't have to wonder, you know, what they're about. And for those of us that have a lot going on, you know, either in our inner life or, you know, outer life or both, it can be hard to, it can be hard for people to translate that into something that they, you know, really understand, I guess, and, know what to do with, you know? So, you know, I think your challenge, and, you know, you mentioned earlier you're a Sagittarius. Everybody who knows a Sagittarius has always told me people either really love them or they really hate them. Because they just don't get them. They seem to bring out that kind of response in people. So, you know, I think your questioning of the process is really the best way I can say that it's just misplaced. I wouldn't energize that. I would energize your process. And I will say, you know, 40 applications may seem like a lot, but I think you've kind of just scratched the surface. So just in a practical sense, you're going to need to keep going with that, is what I think. You know, the saying about kissing a lot of frogs before you find a prince, I think that's a pretty good theme for you in general with things. In no small part because you're also, you know, particular. You know, you just, you have standards, and you know when you lower them, it doesn't feel good. And I think that tends to make it difficult for you not to let go of things sometimes when you should, because you want to, you know, stick it out to the bitter end. But it also makes it so you really do, you know, stay loyal to your dreams and your goals, no matter how long-term they are. And I think this moving thing is, you know, I know you want to stay, you know, come across as it's kind of a casual thing, but it's actually a really big deal for you to do this in a lot of ways, more so than your previous relocation. So I would give it the time and the energy and the space that it's due, and not get too caught up in how it's going to manifest, but just put your energy in supporting its manifestation, if that makes sense. And, you know, your process is fine. I mean, I could say some things about do this or do that, but there aren't any, like, flaws with your process. It's just you participating in it and making the intelligent decisions that you typically do about how to adjust things along the way, and you're going to be fine. So I wouldn't, you know, if I saw something like, no, you need to, you know, live in the Antarctic and study, you know, I don't know, narwhals or something, I would tell you that. But I think you're, you know, you're on the right path in so many areas of your life, you're going to do just fine.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. That helps a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. Now that I've slapped my gums forever, I'm going to let Michael give his 2 cents, because I'm sure he's got something to share. Mr. Michael?
Okay. I do.
Did you learn something from
I pulled a card for you.
You did? Yay.
Yeah, Warwick. Yeah. So I pulled a card, and interestingly, the card you got is the Ace of Wands. And the Ace of Wands is about inspiration, new ideas, growth, and potential. So the thing I get for you, Dion, is just hang in there. You know, it takes a while to manifest, and the potential's there. You're always inspiring. You're always inspired. And so just hang on, and it's coming. And sometimes, too, one of the things I learned in pranic healing is they tell us, right, we can't have 1,000 things we're working on at once. Like if we're trying to manifest something, sometimes we just have to put stuff on pause and really focus on one thing that we want to happen. So, you know, if we're trying to manifest 20 things, you know, that energy is diluted between the 20 things. But if we say, okay, I'm going to put all this on pause, and right now this one thing is so important to me, I need to make this happen. And we just focus on that one thing, maybe 2 things, and that's it. It puts more energy into that thing. You understand that?
Yeah, it might be like if I'm manifesting my window business and I'm manifesting my book, then why am I looking for a job somewhere else? But I get that.
Right. I mean, it's not that you can't work on them and you can't do them, but it's almost kind of like, you know, finding the job in the new city needs to take precedence from what I'm hearing. Correct? Am I hearing correctly? Because you want that to happen now?
Yeah, I need that to happen now, because in order for me to get an apartment, I'm going to have a job. And so, apartment leasing would give me both. And that would, you know, and I have the resume for it. And, like, you know, I feel like with the book, it's out there and it continues to grow and things like that. But I can only push that so much. And, you know, as far as the window business goes, I mean, it's time for me to get a new job with anyway, and that's just going to have to be a part-time thing, you know. So So looking
so
for the
really
new one.
Just put all your energy into finding a new job and that new apartment. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will keep on it then. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes things just take a while to manifest. They don't manifest instantaneously all the time. All right.
True. Okay, thank you so much.
Right.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All the best.
Be on.
Thank you.
Take care. Thanks for being our biggest fan.
Okay, you too. Yes, always. Bye.
Bye for now. All right. Well, Miguelito, I have a question for you. Are you there, my friend? So here's my question. So, do we have time for a lightning round with one more listener? What do you think?
Very quick one, because we're at time.
Very.
I just noticed that. I was like, oh, my God. That went quick.
It always happens. All right. So lightning round means to your question really quick and just give you our spiritual two cents really quick so you can get a chance to go on your way. All right. So this is our last caller for the show. Area code 704. Hi there. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question for? How can we help you?
My name's Marcia. I'm calling from North Carolina. And I'm single, so I'm calling about relationship
Okay, love question. Very good. That's a perfect question for a tarot reading. So let me pull a card for you, Marcia, and we'll see what happens. All right.
Can you repeat the question for me again, Marcia?
Relationship. Just like you, I'm waiting to meet my person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
The thing I'm getting for you, Marcia, is you need to kind of get yourself out there a little bit more. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of like it, and I'm getting for you, you need to do social activities. And I don't think for you, to what it feels like to me, like apps won't work well for you. You probably, have you tried with apps finding somebody? Like on OkCupid or websites, have you done that?
Tinder. Yeah, I'm on Tinder.
Uh-huh. And?
And I was on Plenty of Fish. I talked to one guy today from Tinder. We just, we just messaged each other yesterday, and we actually had a conversation on the phone today.
Mm-hmm. And do you like using the app? Our website?
Not really.
Okay.
I prefer meeting people face-to-face, and you're right. I don't socialize enough, and that was something I'm really trying to work on is going out, even if it's by myself, just going out and trying to meet people.
So, but one of the things I get for you, Marcia, is it's not about like, okay, I'm going to go out tonight and look for my man. Like, that's not it. It's more about let me connect with something I love to do, hiking, I'll just say, right, or running. And let me find a group, a hiking group. And have you ever been on Meetup?
No, and I was just thinking about Meetup. I tried to find...
Okay.
I was looking at running group because I do run, and I do hike. I just hiked last Friday.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sorry, Tuesday. So, yeah. I was thinking about looking.
So look on these, you know, social websites. I don't know if they make them apps, but it's more about connecting with people, right? Getting out there, doing something in a group, in a social setting where you're having fun and, you know, making new friends. And then as your energy opens and you're having a good time, you're meeting new people, that's kind of when we meet people, as opposed to, you know, going out to a bar or a restaurant and, like, sitting in, you know, the bar in the restaurant and, like, looking for this guy and he comes up, are you him? Are you him? There's other ways of meeting somebody, and I think if you do it with that intention of, like, okay, I'm going to be open to meeting people and I'm going to be open to meeting a partner. So bring it on, and I'm going to have fun doing it, right? And that's a great place to meet somebody because you'll meet somebody doing the thing that you love.
Thank you.
Okay. And also for you, I pulled a card, and I pulled the Six of Wands. And this is about public recognition, progress, self-confidence. So get yourself out there, okay?
Well,
and success. Yeah. All right. Well done. So, and look, I got that right, the hiking and the running, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't call me psychic for nothing, Marsha.
Yeah, you're right.
Sorry.
Jeff, I'm a runner and a hiker. Those are the two main things I do, run and hike.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I bought some hiking boots. They're expensive, but I have hiking boots and a camel pack.
Nice. All right. Good. Good for you. Get out there. Go meet a nice hiker. Okay. Mr.
Yeah.
Laurent, take it away.
Hey, Marsha. You know, the cards, one of the things I say is the cards never lie. And so it's interesting that it's come out that you're a woman of action and activity. Because the card that I pulled for you from my deck, it has a suit, you know, like diamonds or whatnot, called Worlds. And Worlds is kind of about physical things. And the card that I pulled was the Man of Worlds, and it's an achiever. And we didn't talk about your preference in terms of what kind of mate you're looking for, but the middle of the card, I'll just tell you, there's a person running, and this is what this card is about. It's about achieving things and doing things. And my take on this card for you, you know, it's about developing resources and you know, having some ambition. I think there's a person that's going to interact with you that shares two of these key activities that are really dear to your heart, which is the hiking and the running. And that, you know, what Michael was saying about putting yourself out there, that's really, I think, the only missing formula with this is that, you know, you just need to make sure that you put yourself in a place where you're noticed and where you're doing things to make yourself as attractive as possible. And I don't mean necessarily in a physical sense, although it's not a bad idea to wear your favorite color or something like that, or your lucky dress or whatever, when your intention is to gain a partner. But it's more about putting yourself in a place, like Michael was saying, where, you know, not to, you know, coin a pun on MUVA, but you put your best foot forward, where people see you in your best light. And if hiking and running is one of the top things where that happens, and having those activities regularly go on, where you get to either lead a hike, demonstrate your, you know, leadership qualities, or participate with a group hike, something where you can be relaxed, be yourself, and get to know people who have similar interests in a setting that really allows you to shine, because you're really sweet person. And I think the other message of this card is that there is somebody who's going to manifest for you, who will really be compatible with you, and I think that's coming. So you just have to persist, right? And enjoy the process as much as possible. Don't get discouraged, right? And then you get to come back and tell us all about the wonderful person you found, and we get to discuss that part of your life. All right? How's that sound?
Yeah.
Is that helpful?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Marcia. Yeah, well, have fun in your hunt, and much success to you. Thank you for calling us here on the Funhouse, and come back anytime and let us know how things go. All right? Good luck with everything.
Will do. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet.
Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
All right. Yes, we're always interested in hearing from our lovely listeners. And speaking of which, we also have a ton of shows that you can access through your favorite medium, Spotify, Amazon, all of the platforms. And you can go back and listen to over 2 years of archives and take us with you wherever you go. All right, well, we had a really wonderful show, went over a little bit. Mr. Michael, how can people get in touch with you to learn more about the wonderful work you do?
You can go to my website at michaeljespinoza.com. How about you, sir? How can people get a hold of you?
I'm so glad you asked. They can call or text 541-344-7534. Email me at givingtree, that's givingtree@earthlink.net, or my website, givingtreefarm.com. All right, Mr. Espinoza, take us out, buddy.
I just want to thank everybody for spending your Friday evening with us. And we'd love to have you, like Lawrence said, follow us on all the other platforms and here at Blog Talk Radio. And we thank you. We thank the guides for showing up and giving us information. And you have a wonderful week. Thank you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks, everybody. Have a lovely rest of your weekend. Bye for now. We'll see you next time.